And we stay in Canada for yet another story. This one involves pea soup, a favorite for many Canadians, and a chef from Ottawa named Marc Miron. He was inspired by celebrations this year marking the 400th anniversary of French explorer Samuel de Champlain's mapping expeditions down the Ottawa River. And that led him to explore the history of pea soup.
Basically, I thought it would be interesting to actually go back and look at what they were eating and what could have been one of their eating habits that during that time in the 1600s. And one of the things that it was quite surprised to me is that the famous Habitant pea soup was actually created during that time. The rich was eating a lot of meat, not so much vegetables. And the peasant was not so fortunate to have so much meat, so they had to find a way to actually create things that would be quite substantial and nourishes, and you know, so they create that soup, which is a meal by itself, basically. To add to that, they had calibrate their meat, if you want. They had some of the salted meat that they cured meat that they brought with them from France, and they create a pea soup with some cured meat. During that time, we were also eating a lot of bread, so that's why we find now crouton with it. So that famous Habitant pea soup was created during that voyage of Champlain.
So are you offering that in your restaurant?
We do, yes, absolutely. It's a very, very popular soup. Of course, we have adapted to modern age, and we're using ham now. And to simplify the whole thing, we have a recipe that actually we do a ham stock with it. And then after that, we cook the peas and the vegetables because, as you know, the ham, the hock, won't cook at the same time as the peas. So to have a better result, you do both separately, then you combine.
And we have that recipe at PRI.org. You use the word habitant, meaning an inhabitant of French descent living in Canada, especially Quebec or Louisiana. But what food and cooking traditions did the French explorers learn from the natives who were living there?
The cooking here was quite different than what they had in France. But we have the native Indian. We had tons of berry up here. They were hunting also game and stuff like that. So it was quite different than what they were used to in France. So basically, there was a great exchange. For example, for one of the pie they made, they call it frangipane with small fruit. They brought the idea of the frangipane over here, and then they used the small fruit to put in it, and it made a beautiful dessert.
So why did you want to recreate what they ate back in the 17th century? It seems like all modern diners are looking for fresh and local and green.
Yeah, well, then you touched a point there. Chefs, basically, now they're working harder and harder to try to actually find out where the food comes from, which farmers growing that. Well, I went a little bit further, and I try to find out where the food really comes from. So it's a lot of fun to bring back those classic coq au vin or bœuf bourguignon and do them the proper way and just offer them to your customers.
So if Samuel de Champlain showed up at your restaurant today, what would you be able to offer him that would be familiar to him?
We have the coq au vin. We have the braised beef bourguignon, which is a beef that is braised with red wine. We have the soup au pois, the habitant pea soup that he can recognize. And again, a whole variety of other things from the pastries to satisfy his needs.
Chef Marc Miron speaking to us from his gourmet food shop, Cuisine and Passion, in the Canadian capital, Ottawa. I'm hungry just talking to you.
Excellent. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Carol.
You can see Chef Marc hard at work in his kitchen and get the recipe for Habitant Pea Soup at PRI.org.